it's all over, and a very close finish, as it was, with a try by Callum O'Hagan in the final minute, which he converted himself, bringing it back to 18-17. But the final score was Tipperary 17, Omagh 18. Omagh had built up a 15-5 half-time lead. The second half was really very scrappy. It was a lot of passes going astray, and generally it had a Christmas feel about it. And overall in the game, there were 6 yellow cards, 3 to each team, so it meant that the players on the pitch had even worked that wee bit harder. But Omagh will be pleased with that, because they had a very experimental team on, quite a lot of their second 15 in the back line. And Derry, again, hopefully no injuries to either sides, because they both have games next week before a 3-week break to the beginning of the All-Ireland League. It was the Tyrone men who took the lead after 16 minutes, when some good faces of play on the left-hand side inside the Derry 22 saw centre Dean Kane go over, but Kyle Beattie's conversion went wide. Then Alec McDonnelly, the Derry out half, had a couple of penalty opportunities, but both went wide. But in 22 minutes, Omagh extended their lead from a scrum. Beattie raced away, and that made it 10 points to nil. A couple of yellow cards in between that, and then Derry had their first score when Philip Duffy took a quick tap penalty, drove the line, and it was Alec McDonald who got the touchdown. That made it 10 points to 5. But then again, similar to last week, a lax pass by Derry saw an interception from scrum half Adam Beattie, and that made it score 15 points to 5 at half time. Derry probably had the better of the second part of the first part of the second half, but nothing really happened. The Omagh scrum was very, very strong, and on many occasions they pushed Derry back quite a lot. They did get rewarded then whenever the referee penalised Derry for going back in the scrum, and Beattie Heath from 30 metres made it 18-10. But then on the last gasp attack, Derry moved the ball left, and young Callum O'Hagan got the ball and sprinted clear onto the post, converting his own score. That made it 18 points to 17, the final score. There's quite a big crowd here today, obviously, for a local derby in this Ulster Premier Division 1, but certainly the players will have benefited from today from a fitness level. I'm not going to say the skills level improved greatly today. A lot of knocked on and a lot of very forced passes, which meant that there was knock-ons. But Derry will have to sit down and think about this interception. That's about 3 or 4 they've had this season, and you can't afford it, and especially in the All-Ireland League, to throw away 7 points so easily whenever you're attacking up towards the other line. All in all, I think overall Omagh deserved it. They looked the more clinical side when they put it together, but Derry's defence again I thought was very, very enthusiastic, and they certainly put themselves around, and thankfully they didn't fade in that last 20 minutes, and in fact they finished the game slightly stronger, have been rewarded with that final score. So the final score here at Judges Road in the Ulster Premiership 2 game was City Derry 17, Omagh 18.